Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is where we go searching for trouble on Money Life, but we do it with a guide. Our guides are the folks from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It's forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. And the idea is to determine whether or not the financial statements look as good as you might think they do, because you can dig in at the top-down level, see some numbers that look great, and be ready to jump in. But at New Constructs, they often find that those numbers are misleading. And if they're misleading and working against you, they're dangerous. Here to discuss it, David Trainer. He is president and founder at New Constructs. The firm is online at newconstructs.com and on Twitter at New Constructs. And they always blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information on anything we discuss here on the show. David Trainer, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins me on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the Danger Zone this week?
HubSpot.
Danger, danger.
HubSpot, ticker symbol HUBS. It's priced, close to $500 a share. Is this just another case of company that got popular and got way ahead of its skis, or is there something else going on here?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the high-flying, profitless, COVID popular names that has already seen some decline, but we think has a lot farther to go because it makes no money and is facing huge competition in terms of incumbents like Salesforce.com, Microsoft, and Oracle. It's priced as if it's going to be twice as profitable as Salesforce. It's priced to take over, more than double take over, the industry leader in its space while not making any money or having a differentiated product and competing against people that can give away a product for free.
So that's a recipe for disaster. But at the same time, this is a case that struck me as a little bit different than some of the other recent Danger Zone picks. Shopify, Squarespace, any number of companies that you've had that have gotten way out ahead of themselves. In many cases, they were in businesses where you even had to question whether there would be stupid money risk. In this case, what I understand of HubSpot, at least they are building something, and that it's something that might be unique enough that maybe somebody's going to like it. And in big businesses, that there will be companies that are not afraid of taking on Salesforce. So is this a case where you think that all of the money that's in there is stupid money risk? Is people just hoping for a better deal?
Yeah. You know, Chuck, you bring up a good point. You know, HubSpot has a good product. Is it good enough to justify the justify the stock price? No. Is it good enough to justify a lot lower stock price? Possibly. You know, some of these other businesses we've talked about, they could just go out of it. They could go to zero. HubSpot, I think the real question here is this CRM offering different or better enough to last the long term? Or is the CRM space quickly becoming commoditized like a lot of these like website building sites that really are just not that big a deal? Like you could just like CRM tools growing trees, website building tools growing trees. Is the CRM space going to be like that? If so, yeah, HubSpot's dead in the water. You know, they've only been able to survive by raising money and giving away their product below cost, burning a lot of cash. And even with the COVID tailwinds, they didn't do that well. So with those tailwinds abating, management acknowledging that sales are going to decline or sales growth rates are going to decline, margins are not going to get any better. You know, you're like, okay, what's going to happen here? And so, yeah, we spent a lot more time on stupid money risk on this one than usual because I know a lot of people like HubSpot. It's a good product. But I don't know if they like it enough that they're going to pay up for it if there are cheaper alternatives. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that actually to me is the interesting point because it's one of the things that doesn't show up in the numbers. You're talking about competitive edge. I've learned enough from you over the years to know that if you can't be profitable when you have a good product but a lot of competition, there's pretty much no way you're going to be profitable when you now have to price down to the level of your competition because Ultimately, while price doesn't win out in every decision, it wins out on enough that you got to at least be close. Even if you consider it a superior product, if you can't make money before the competition's eating you alive, how do you make money afterwards?
Yeah, no, I think the competition is eating them alive, and I don't know that the competition will ever stop, right? Especially when you're looking at firms like Microsoft and Oracle, right, where they make a ton of money. They can afford to give away CRM for free, right? And then Salesforce, which has dominant market share and a really big moat, you know, high barriers to entry to kind of copy what they have. And so HubSpot's left with like the smaller, less profitable or unprofitable customers. What do they really bring to the table? And so, yeah, good product, but I don't know if that's enough to make money because CRM's just not that fancy a product anymore. It's easy to get substitutes.
So how out of whack is this price?
Well, to justify the current stock price, $475, the margin's got to go to 8.8%, which is triple Salesforce. And Salesforce's 2021 margin. And HubSpot's at -3. So that's a huge jump. They got to have a huge jump in margins and grow revenue at 38% compounded annually for 10 years.
That's to justify the current price. So if they can't justify the current price, what price is justified?
I love to start with that because I think it just gives you a sense of how crazy it is. Look, we think like, you know, $71. If I look at the economic book value, this one, Chuck, it's negative, right? So $71 a share, 85% downside implies that they get to double Salesforce's margin. They grow a consensus for the next 2 years and then 13% compounded annually through 2030. 13% is equal to the global CRM market forecast growth rate. So if they are able to drastically improve their margins, which means get pricing power where we don't think they can, and get significant pricing power, better than Salesforce pricing power, and then also grow consensus rates and industry rates. That's $71 a share. So I don't like to say stocks are going to go to zero because I just think that seems a little bit attention-seeking and overblown, but read between the lines there.
So yeah, well, an 85% haircut to get to a level that you still don't consider realistic. That's what we need to know, and that's why HubSpot, ticker symbol Hubs, H-U-B-S, is in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure.
That is David Trainer, the one and only, the president and founder at New Construct. He's on Twitter at TheRealDTrain37. No dashes or spaces. D, the letter D, TheRealDTrain37. New Constructs, which is online at newconstructs.com, is on Twitter at New Constructs. And check it out if you want more information, because there's always more on our picks. The Market Call's next. Stick around. We'll be right back with that.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.